Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March the 8th, 2024. The Battlefield of the Mind. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Today's morsel. Every battle of the warrior is won from within. Your ability to be an overcomer of the things which you face start with your own self-discipline to look deep inside of you. Your attitude about what you are facing can either be your friend or your foe. Every battle is won or lost in the mind. If the enemy can get you to think that you can't win, you will begin to think that you can't win, and you won't win. But on the other hand, if you think that you can win and be victorious and think that you will be victorious, you will oftentimes be victorious. As Scripture says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. There are going to be many things that you are going to face in life. Problems, circumstances, and situations that will seem insurmountable to you. But you can overcome them if you keep your head in the game. As Isaiah said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 and 4. Let me encourage you today. Don't allow fear to get a foothold into your mind so that you start thinking that you can't win and be an overcomer. If you keep your mind on Jesus, you will see how easy it is to navigate through the things you face, and you then will win. Sing this song with me today. When gloom and sadness whispers, you've sinned, no use to pray. I look away to Jesus, and he tells me to say, I see a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary, and its waves which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. Thought for today. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 10.